The parish church of the Nativity presides over the main square of Andorra, a space around which the old quarter of the town was structured, and which brings together the most significant constructions of Andorra: the church, with its sober facade and powerful tower, market of the old town hall, and an interesting popular house with a unique brick facade. It was built between the end of the 16th century and the beginning of the 17th century. The church is a remarkable building of sandstone, which responds to a constructive plan of Renaissance character, with features of the first Baroque combined with decorative element of Mudéjar tradition. Its plant is rectangular, of single nave of great amplitude, with open chapels between the buttresses and flat polygonal head to the outside. The nave and the chapels are covered with barrel vaults with lunettes, and the headboard is made with recessed dome. The interior wall is decorated with stripes that are joined in the center by a large key, decorated as a rosette, and the room on the side of the gospel with interlacing, forming in the center a star with the solar symbol. A great painting dedicated to the Nativity of the Virgin is the greatest attraction of the high altar. The central nave opens by means of semicircular spans, and is decorated by means of curved pediments with pinnacles, and balls and embossed scrolls. The interior decoration is completed with plaster projections in the vaults of the chapels, and in the fagions of the central nave. To the outside, stand out its robust bell tower and its grand facade of three bodies, realized by Juan Rica between 1592 and 1609, and that combines element classicist with great plasticity. In this facade of very classic structure, stand out its two venerated niches flanked by corrugated columns and Doric capitals. The upper body presents a large arch of half a point, in whose center is represented Christ crucified and two angels. The tower is of four bodies, the first of square plan constructed in sillar and the remaining octagonal raised half century later in brick. The first body, the less decorated, presents pilasters in the edges. The two upper bodies, also with pilasters at the corners, have half point spans, some blinded, others opened by glasses, and others lodged bells. The upper body is decorated with a frieze of belfries. It also highlights in the exterior the fine decoration of medallions of the head, which is arranged creating an elegant volumetric game. The ship shows thick buttresses, covered by two impositions, and with great flight in its high part, decorated with medallions.